crying in baseball!
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
Play ball!
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Holy cow!
More high school baseball talk here on Drive Time Sports. Been talking a lot of baseball throughout the week, and we're going to continue on today. Now, the Carbon Dino boys baseball team, they did suffer their first loss of the 3A state championship tournament, falling 12-6 to Pineview. Carbon gave the defending 3A state champs all they could handle. It's not over yet for the Dinos. They have one more chance. Now they got to win out, though, if they want to get a state championship. We'll talk about that more in just a bit. Right now, we're going to focus on the Emory Spartan baseball team. Their season came to a close this past weekend with back-to-back losses after winning the first two rounds. Joining us right now to talk a bit about that, we have Coach Steve Gordon. Coach, always a pleasure to get you on. Thank you.
Yep, no problem, Jordan.
Coach, the season didn't necessarily end the way I know we would have liked, but it's not all bad. We're going to talk about the success here in just a moment. First off, talk about the two losses that ultimately brought the season to an end, a 10-5 setback at the hands of North Sevier in a very competitive game, and the same with Grand, a 6-3 loss in a game that was really in doubt pretty much throughout.
Yeah, you know, our first one with North Sevier, they got out on us, 4-0 the first two or three innings, and I got to give our guys credit. We battled back and fought back, and we ended up tying the game 4-4 in the fifth inning. And, I think we had some momentum, and things were going well. And we gave up a long hit, home run, three-run homer. And that kind of knocked us in the chin a little bit and took the air out of us. And then we end up getting beat 10-5. It was a lot closer game than the score. And, our kids battled, and we just didn't get it done. And then against Grand, I didn't feel like we played our best game. We just didn't have kind of the energy and the life. We were in it the whole time. We just didn't get it done. But our guys ended really, I think we exceeded our expectations, and I feel like we had a pretty successful year just playing well the last 3 weeks of the season.
Yeah, I mean, we go back to the South Sevier game, and I'm talking to you a little bit off of the cuff. You mentioned that a lot of people said it seemed like the kids had won a state championship with their reaction following that South Sevier win. By far, probably the highlight of the year, right?
Yeah, I think so. It felt just like winning the championship to the kids, and, everybody's charging the field, and, we upset a number one team, so... We barely made the playoffs, winning a play-in game, and by one run, and so we're hanging on a thread, and then to go knock off two teams that were higher seed than us, it was a great Saturday for Emory baseball.
Did the success in the two wins to start the tournament, was it fresh in the minds of the kids when the season came to an end after the loss against Grand, or was there still a lot of disappointment following that setback?
No, it was a whole different crew. They started believing. They started saying, "Hey, we got this. We just got to win three more games." And so really, whatever happened early in the year, it was gone and done. And we kept preaching to our guys, "Hey, it's anybody's game. It's who gets hot and who has a little bit of luck." And we're definitely not out. And so our mindset changed. I think our kids really believed that we could go win it and have a chance. And we did, but we fell short. There were some good baseball teams that we played.
Yeah, well, there's some great baseball teams in 2A. I mean, Enterprise gets the state championship over North Sevier. I mean, that right there is a true testament in itself, North Sevier not winning a state championship with the team that they had this year.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't surprise me completely, but, it just goes to show how good 2A baseball was this year, because, North Sevier had some... They were senior laden, ton of seniors and good. Not just being seniors, they were good seniors. And Enterprise coming back to the championship game again for the second year in a row, and they had a bunch of seniors. But it was fun to watch. It wasn't too fun being out watching, but it was fun to watch some good baseball. And Grand was, they gave North Sevier all they could handle, and North Sevier ended up getting by one run to make it to the championship game. And I thought we were just as good as about every team down there, and if we played to our ability, you know, we were right there with them. So, you know, we had a rough season, but really the last few weeks, I think everybody kind of has a lot better taste in their mouth.
How much of the early struggles, I guess, are a direct correlation to attitude compared to the latter part of the season? I mean, had the kids believed like they did going into the state tournament after knocking off South Sevier, would things have been different for you throughout the season?
Yeah, you know, that's what Coach Rince and I and Coach Alton, and we, you know, we talk about it all the time. It's like, yeah, where were we at? Why weren't we like this early in the year? And, you know, you always go back and second-guess yourself. And, you know, we had a lot of things going on earlier, attitudes and, you know, just trying to get in the right position. You know, it took us a while to figure out our defense, who was going to play where. And, you know, we rotated three different guys at third base and, you know, first base. You know, Logan Laban got hurt, so we're moving guys around. So once we got our defense solid, you know, then we started to get better. But it was a little bit late in the year. But, you know, I think really attitude-wise, we really improved by the end of the year. I think everybody had each other's back, and you know, we kind of felt like we were teammates.
Again, Coach Gordon, Steve Gordon of the Emory Sport and Baseball Team, our guest right now. Coach, we'll talk about this senior group. You didn't have a lot of them, but it was great to see the seniors who had really become accustomed to winning during their time with the baseball program and with some success towards the end of the year. Probably a different type of senior class than what you've had in the past.
Yeah, you know, that, like I said, you know, I think I mentioned before, they're seniors that maybe didn't get to play a whole lot the last few years, but you know, they did step in the starting role this year, four of them, and, you know, they all contributed throughout the year. You know, it was a little bit off and on, but, you know, they all were pitchers. They all played positions, and, you know, I think really for the most part, I think they all ended on a high note. You know, I've talked to all of them, and, you know, they're saying, well, we ended a lot better than what we thought, so... You know, I think it was a good experience for him. And, you know, Bryce Dugmore is going to go play in the All-Star game this weekend. And, you know, he got selected. So I think overall they had a good experience. And I hope they leave Emory High on a high note. And, you know, they have a good baseball.
Of course, when we talk about the seniors, you can talk about the underclassmen. This is a real positive moving forward. When you look at the talent that you guys have in that juniors, all you know, your juniors all the way down to your freshman, Coach, is the future for Emory baseball extremely bright, especially following a, you know, the end tournament like this?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think we're going to be pretty solid next year. I think we'll be better next year. You know, it's hard to say that, but I think we'll be better because a lot of teams lose their seniors. You know, there's a majority of the 2A teams this year were senior, you know, loaded. And so I think we'll be better that way, just be able to compete with more underclassmen. But we had a lot of guys, you know, playing varsity that were underclassmen. And so that one more year of experience and in tight situations, you know, it's definitely going to help for next year.
Now that we have one, well, it's only going to be, I know, probably a two-year span, but we do have the first year of the new realignment now complete. What did you make of it? How much more difficult was it for your team?
Well, it added another really tough team with Gunnison in there, and, you know, they have a solid crew back next year. But it was a tough region. You know, we bumped South Sevier out, but they, you know, they ended up winning that region in the Central, and then we picked up Gunnison, and you know, they were awful tough. So, you know, I expect the same teams that are kind of be battling out again. I'm hoping we're up there, finished a little bit higher up there to the top, so we're not having a playoff game. But it's a tough region. But I think we'll be a little more prepared for next year. I think we'll handle it a little better.
It doesn't matter what sport we talk about, Coach. We've interviewed you when you were the coach of the girls' basketball team, now the baseball team. You've had success wherever you have gone. Did this team teach you anything? Because it was a really unique season, to say the least.
You know, going into it, you know, I figured we were going to take our lumps a little bit, and we definitely did. And as coaches, you know, we're scrambling to try to figure what we can do to win, because we want to win just as bad as anybody. But it, you know, I think it taught us a lot, really. You know, it definitely taught us patience. You know, we were expected to, you know, we made mistakes, and some years, you know, that was kind of unacceptable for us, but this year it was like, well, okay, we got to battle through it, you know, you got to keep your chin up. So we kind of took a little different approach, and in the end, you know, I think our guys gained the confidence, and, you know, we didn't give up on anybody throughout the year. I think we were very fair and gave everybody ample opportunity to be in the lineup, and, you know, it was a different year for us, but honestly, I feel pretty good about the outcome.
It was about a week ago we talked to Coach Jeff Cincinnatus here at Carbon High about the Helper Legion squad, and over the last few years, it seems like the amount of Emory kids participating in Legion ball with the Helper program, it's increased year by year. Is that something that you definitely encourage your kids to do during the off season?
Yeah, you know, it's important to play as much as they can, you know, get games in. And, you know, we'll have a end-of-the-year party, and I'll encourage them to, you know, Jeff sent me a text when tryouts start. And, you know, definitely it's like anything you do, whether it's basketball, football, baseball, you know, singing, whatever you want to say. If you put the time in, you're going to definitely get better. So I'll encourage my guys to go play, and, you know, hopefully we get a bunch of kids over there playing this year.
Well, Coach, it's always fun to talk to you, always fun to get updates on the baseball team. It's been fun throughout the year. Congratulations on ending with quite a few positives, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Okay.
That's Coach Steve Gordon of the Emory Sport and Baseball Team. We'll pause for just a moment. When we come back, we are going to talk Preakness. I love horse racing. We get to talk heavy horse racing about three times a year. We're getting set for the Preakness on Saturday. Nyquist looking to become the second consecutive horse to win the Triple Crown. Who's his competition? That's coming up next.